B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Let's go to Ben in Montgomeryville on the Fnac. Hey, Benny!
Hey, what's up, guys?
He's our autism champ.
How you been, Anthony? How you, Jason?
Doing great, man.
What are you thinking, Ben? What are you thinking?
I'm coming to FanFest tomorrow.
You are?
Yes, I am.
You got to come hang with us, buddy.
I will. I'll come hang with you guys. I will.
You got to make sure, man. You got to make sure. We're excited to have you there, buddy. All the hard work you're doing on behalf of the Eagles in the autism fight.
Yep. And I already started my fundraising page for next year already. I'm up to $2,000 so far.
Nice.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Proud of you.
You're relentless, Ben. I love that about you.
Yes, and I just spoke at Spring Ford High School today with all the teachers there, and I was talking about my story, and it was actually really cool. And tonight I'm going to try and go to the North Penn football game, so I'm rooting for North Penn to win tonight.
There you go.
All right. We like it. What's the line? No, I'm just kidding. That's awesome, buddy. That is great. What do you think? Were you still on the 12 wins or what?
I think we will. I think we're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
All right.
I love it. Well, Ben, hold from your mouth to God's ears.
Can't wait to see you on Saturday, buddy.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Ben.
See you tomorrow. Yeah, we'll hang out tomorrow.
All right, man.
Ben.
Be good.
Thanks, pal.
Ben's going to be a fan fest.
That's great.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ed on the cells on the Fnatic. Eddie.
Hey, Anthony. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Ed.
Hey, I lived through that Bremen era when they were going to threaten to move to Arizona. And two reasons why people love Buddy Ryan, not only for his hatred for the Cowboys, but when he called him the man from France.
Yeah.
Buddy got the Eagle fans. I mean, he understood. And his hatred for the owner, the guy who hired him, that'll always live forever with Eagle fans.
You know, it's interesting because, God forbid, do you remember the reaction that, you know, when the story kind of got out there that they were considering moving to Phoenix?
It was just kind of shock and like, you got to be kidding me. And then, I mean, they filled the vet every year, and he's like, why is he moving? And it was just a money grab. I don't remember too many details. That's the main thing I remember, that he was just a money-hungry guy. And
he was the worst. That guy was a creep of all.
Yeah.
He used to charge players for socks.
Yep. Yeah.
He's a terrible guy. Terrible guy.
You were talking about Cleveland. You lived through that Cleveland era when they lost football?
I went out there to do a story. I was working in New York. But I went out to do, when they drafted, do you remember, I think it was 99, they had the expansion draft.
Yeah, that was going to go to my point about how Baltimore losing their team set all that up.
Yes.
And Tim Couch.
Like, how in the world could you take a team, like that to me is the greatest sin of sport, like that you could take a community's team.
Yeah, when you think of Johnny United, you think of the Baltimore Colts. You don't think of the Indianapolis Colts.
Exactly.
And I remember when they had the expansion draft, I think correct me if I'm wrong, the Rams were going to move to Baltimore, and Baltimore was, no, we don't want to do that. We went through that heartbreak of a team moving on us. There's an expansion draft coming up. We'll wait for the expansion draft. And when the expansion draft came out, and they gave it to Jacksonville and Seattle, and basically threw Baltimore under the bus.
Jacksonville, Carolina.
Carolina, yes.
Carolina.
Yeah, that's right.
Dom Capers.
Baltimore was heartbroken. How could the NFL do it to us?
Yeah.
And when Art Modell couldn't get a new stadium because the Indians got a new stadium, Baltimore was like, hey, NFL, you already screwed us. We're getting a team, and Art Modell is bringing it here. But Baltimore didn't want to do it.
That's a great memory.
That's how they had to do it.
Yeah.
Because they got stiffed by the NFL in the expansion draft.
Yeah, that's a great memory, man.
Yeah, good call.
Excellent stuff,
good recall on that.
Yeah, no, they're great football people down there. They love, you know, Baltimore is a great sports town.
I almost wonder, too, like, because what year was it that he was threatening it? It was like 84, something like that?
Yeah, I think.
Because, I mean, I'm 12 years old. Like, how that would have shaped my love for the game had they left.
Oh, my God. We would have been embittered.
I'd be I would have had abandonment syndrome.
What are you nuts? You taking our You take him, our team?
Yeah, just when
I'm... It's getting worse than that.
Yeah, I mean, you start falling in love with the game, you know, years earlier as you start to really kind of comprehend what it means to be a fan.
Oh, my God.
And then at 12 years old, to have the rug pulled out from under, like...
To lose your team as a kid.
I would have been shattered.
Like a 12-year-old kid?
Yeah.
That you love your team, to lose your team?
And think of all the bonding experiences with friends and family and dads and everything that would have been gone for a long period of time.
If you went back and... That's the in the what if game, and it, what if they had left? Like you erase all the stuff that transpired, including the Super Bowl.
Yeah, imagine though, and it takes till like 96 to get a team back in Philly.
Yeah,
this format probably doesn't exist in Philadelphia until then. Of sports radio.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, it's crazy to think.
But do you, and again, the other thing is, do you get an expansion team or do you get another team? Like, I would want an expansion team. But you know, the funny thing about the expansion team, if you don't do it right, look at Cleveland. I mean, they've gone 20 years without, you know, being bad. This is the first time they're any good.
Yeah, it took a long time.
I mean, they had an expansion team. Like, they was their team, right?
Yeah.
The Browns, they kept the history, they kept the records, the whole thing. They got the Browns back, and it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
And they have been dreck, like not even just bad, they've been dreck.
Well, you want to talk about rubbing salt in the wound? They leave, and they go to Baltimore, and they win a couple Super Bowls. Yeah. How about that?
Have a historic defense.
Yeah. And it's not in the dog pound.
Yeah.
Crazy. 610-632-0975. It is a football Friday. Imagine if the Eagles would have left. Oh, this is a nightmare. Football Fridays on the Fanatic, brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember, Rosenbaum. It is the Midday Show. We're live at the North Shore Bar and Kitchen, 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. But I got to tell you about the FanDuel Sportsbook. Oh, it's that time of year. Yes. College football tomorrow, NFL, preseason action underway, and much, much more. Perfect time for you to go to FanDuel because they're officially live in Pennsylvania as well as New Jersey. So as summer brings the heat, you can on your favorite bets on your favorite teams. You can bet money line spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game from anywhere in PA now as well. So don't sweat the summer heat. I'd be a betting pro online or through the app while hanging out in the cool AC. And remember, FanDuel Sportsbook, they're offering you a risk-free bet up to $500 when you sign up with promo code Jason, which means if you lose your first bet, no problem. FanDuel will give you a refund in site credit. So if you're thinking of using that risk-free bet, you can even go into the futures now. Over-unders on win totals in the NFL, or maybe you want to bet that series this weekend with the boys in pinstripes against the Fish. It's a big one. And remember, don't forget, if you lose, you get that refund in site credit, and you're hooked up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to claim your risk-free bet up to $500 with promo code Jason, J-A-S-O-N. The risk-free bet applies to first wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit. 21+ and present in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. All right, 11:22 live from the fabulous North Shore Bar. Wow, we've got an Eagle pep rally right here. All people green, people
Eagle up,
over.
Man.
Yeah, it's great. It's nothing like a little Eagle pep rally down the shore, right? Down the shore, it's the greatest. So yesterday we talked a lot about a story which was really, really well done. By Tim McManus, our own Tim McManus, and of course ESPN, the story on ESPN.com that really dove into the plight of Carson Wentz. T-Mac is with us. He's doing his podcast, which I really recommend. It's called Embedded, so check it out. But T-Mac, first of all, great job on the story, man.
Thank you. How's the shore, boys?
Shore's nice. Shore's like, it's that perfect, like, overcast, so it's a little cooler. little sea breeze. So it's perfect out there.
You can't be afraid of the hoodie at night, you know?
I love the hoodie at night weather.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
It's perfect weather.
Me too. Unlike last night. They should have canceled that game in the first quarter.
Yeah. Yeah, but fortunately, God came down and said, you know what? That's enough of this. Substandard.
Please stop. Yeah. Please make it stop.
Here's a lightning bolt. Go home.
Exactly. Make it stop. All right, just before we get into the story, which I thought, again, was terrific. Everybody should read it. Last night, your takeaways, let's start with the good. What did you think, what was some of your good takeaways from last night?
I thought Josh McCown coming off of retirement, and he's been with the team for 5 days, you know, considering all that. He practiced three times, gets thrown out in there, and he didn't miss a beat. I thought that he looked really good, and it probably gives you a higher degree of confidence in the backup quarterback entering the regular season. And, of course, you know, Philadelphia fans have been spoiled by Nick Foles being that guy as a security blanket, Super Bowl MVP. And then there was a lot of questions this offseason. But I think even though it's preseason, it was a small subset, that he did show that he's a competent quarterback that can get it done. And then the guy that he was hooking up with for a good part of the night was J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I think that the rookie has shown throughout the course of the summer that he belongs, and has flashed this skill set that gets you excited, not just for the future, but I think what he can bring in certain packages this season.
Tim, who will, going into this last preseason game next week and coming out of last night in the first three preseason games right now, so far, needs to really show something here as kind of a last-ditch effort to try and make this 53-man roster?
Well, I think that if you're talking about like the guys at the bottom of the roster at running back and wide receiver,
yep, exactly.
To try to convince the coaches that you need to keep a fifth running back or a sixth wide receiver, guys like Greg Ward and Mark and Michelle, Wendell Smallwood at running back, along with Josh Adams, and even Boston Scott, who I like, but maybe he ends up as a practice squad candidate. And then there's a veteran or two that it would be good for them to show a little something. Stefan Wisniewski, a starter in the Super Bowl, but seems like he's getting more and more kind of lost in the shuffle a bit. So I think it would be good for him to finish training camp preseason strong, so he solidifies a spot on the roster, because they have some really good offensive line depth, and nothing's guaranteed.
What about Matt Collins?
I think he makes it. I mean, because of his value at special teams, primarily.
Yeah.
Really, when you get down to the bottom, like, who's going to be on the active game day roster and you're carrying a wide receiver? Like, Ward has shown that he has value as a receiver. I think that would carry over to the regular season. I like Greg Ward. I would try to find a way to get him on there. But I don't think it'll be in place of Hollins. I think his special team value is too great.
Ultimately, good move that Carson didn't play. I mean, everybody, they had Peters out there and Kelsey and Deshaun, but do you think it was a good move by Doug to further just bubble wrap Carson?
Well, one thing I did say is that I would be okay no matter what they did, as long as they did it in unison. If the first team was playing, then Wentz should be out there. If they're not, then they're not, and that's fine. So this was, and I have to be true to what I originally said, I mean, it was the whole first team out there with the exception of, like, you know, Sproles, essentially, and Wentz. And so I don't really love the message that sends, but I'm also not, like, you know, really, like, you know, worked up about it, because I recognize the situation. I mean, you had quarterbacks go down over the first two games. You just look across at Carolina. Cam Newton goes out with a foot injury. I mean, you understand what they're doing,
listen,
right?
I saw the Cam Newton in the boot. You know, you start to go, yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah, he walks in healthy, walks out in a boot, and for what? And so that's real. So I get it. I mean, I didn't love the message of him not being out there where the rest of the first team was, but I understand why they're doing it. And I think once we get into September, you know, these conversations have a way of just kind of melting away. It doesn't really matter whether Wentz was out there for 12 snaps or he wasn't out there for 12 snaps. But there will be possibly a conversation that we've had, guys, of whether Wentz starts out of the gates on fire, or if there is kind of a work in progress that needs to be done as he transitions into this kind of new form of Carson Wentz. So in that respect, you know, the conversation might not be done entirely if he comes out and looks a little bit rusty.
Tim, last question for me about the roster right now going forward. Difference that you saw in Jordan Mailata from last year? I mean, he's a raw talent, as raw as they come, right?
Yeah.
Difference between last year and this year?
You know, I think he understands the game better. I think that he's still not a finished product, and we saw that there's three penalties on him, I believe, last night. And so there's still, like, and once he would get into game action, conceivably, if defenses were really messing with him, you know, would he be able to kind of pick up on everything that was going on? I still think that would be a potential concern there. But there's so much talent, and there has been development. I think, you know, technically he looks better. I think he has a better grasp, and physically he's so capable that you understand why they have him in a kind of a higher position and are betting that he's going to turn into a good tackle. So I still think that the arrow's pointing up for Mailata. It's just whether he's kind of ready for it right now. That's a different question.
Tim McManus with us, ESPN.com, ESPN, and of course 97.5 The Fanatic. It's a Football Friday. Brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum, over two decades helping our community. All right, the story was fascinating because you go over the plight of Carson over the last 2 years, and it's a winding story. And, you know, what makes it really, really interesting was the idea that the second time, I mean, he has to endure it early. You write about, and you quote, the back, that he was feeling the back pregame against the Vikings, and that was early October, much earlier than I think most people thought that back thing.
Yeah, that was just his third game back. So if you think about a quarterback that's already dealing with coming off of the multi-ligament knee injury, and as we've seen with quarterbacks and other players, it usually takes more like 18 months until a person is at his kind of full self. Add on that the back crept in a lot earlier than people necessarily thought and was hindering him more than he was letting on. And you know, the first evidence of it was in that October 7th game against the Minnesota Vikings, where he's telling a teammate, like, dude, I can't sit, you know, because of my back. I mean, so that kind of shows you that he was hampered longer than people expected. And if you think about what the long kind of road of rehab requires, and the circumstances in which he was operating, and that was Foles taking over, delivering the city its first ever Super Bowl championship. So he's working, you know, his tail off to get back and kind of reclaim the throne and bring that team back. And then all of a sudden, it's like this unwelcome visitor comes, and, you know, his back starts bothering him early and affected him throughout. There's been, you know, a lot that he's been carrying physically. There's a lot that he's been carrying emotionally. And the fact that he is this kind of guy who wants to have control, to control everything around him so it's right. He had, you know, as I described in the piece, like a white knuckle grip around everything. And then finally, he just decided that he had to let it go, that, you know, he couldn't carry it all on his own, that the way that he was conducting himself was counterproductive. And so he's finally, like, kind of shed all that weight that he felt like he had to carry for that long, and is delegating responsibility, is being freer, is not taking everything so seriously. And so that we've seen kind of a physical and a mental transformation out of the quarterback, you know, basically since that stress fracture was detected in December.
And Tim, when you look at that situation, you know, we know football players, they're tough, and you want to show no weakness, and sometimes you don't communicate exactly how you're feeling, or at least not to the right people. As you alluded to in your story, October 7th was when he said to a teammate that he can't sit because his back was so bad. Did he communicate that to his trainers or the team at that time?
I mean, I think that they were aware throughout the process that he was dealing with, you know, some back discomfort. I think it kind of ebbed and flowed early. And they were testing him regularly from my understanding, but it didn't show up until December. And so that's part of what Wentz said to me in our one-on-one at the beginning of training camp was, you know, the fact of, like, they knew that the back was broken and they hid it from me or whatever. He's like, that's not the case. He's like, when they found it, you know, we shut it down. So, I think that the communication was there.
They didn't shut it down, though, because they didn't put him on an IR, and they kept him available in case Foles was maybe faltered. There was still like that hope that he could come back, if I recall.
Right, but also, and that's also addressed in the piece, is that he was, going back to sort of the control thing, trying to find any way to kind of get back on the field. You know, so he was looking, and this is the right thing to do, is to go out and look for second, third opinions, but trying to keep that hope alive. All right, can I get back out there for the end of the regular season? Can I get back out there for the playoffs? And once he had this conversation with his pastor in December, which was part of kind of the unloading process, he recognized that he couldn't to just stop trying to control everything. He let loose. So I think that was part of it, Jason. When they didn't shut him down, I think part of it was because behind the scenes, he was fighting, scratching, searching for any possible way to get back on the field. And they weren't going to just say, no, you're done. They were, you know, they were allowing him to have that process.
We're talking to T-Mac right here. He's live in studio, in fact. The Darren Sproles thing was interesting. So Sproles pulls him aside and kind of gives him a little tough love.
Yep, that's the way that I understand it. That there was a scene in the trainer's room in 2017, shortly after Wentz, you know, had the torn ACL, in which there was what was described as not an adversarial moment, but it was like tense to where people kind of looked at it, you know, looked over and checked on them afterwards, like, is everything cool? And basically, the message that was delivered by Sproles was that, listen, lift your chin up and keep your eyes focused on the task at hand. Of course, they're still in the midst of a run. They were hoping to make something of it. Nick Foles needed to have proper support. Now, Wentz didn't recall that moment, but spoke more generally about the fact that the guys in the training room together, of course, he was with Peters and all these other guys, with Sproles, really helped each other and were this nucleus that were, you know, helping one another and dealing with the feelings that come with not being able to be part of the Super Bowl run. But I think that just kind of highlighted the fact that there have been these ebbs and flows for Wentz. There have been these high points, you know, MVP charge, you know, best team in the league, followed by a hard crash down in which some of his teammates needed to kind of rally him. But the way I understand it, he rallied in a huge way in that 2017 year for Foles. I mean, he wanted to be in that quarterback room so bad that he took like the portable modalities and all these different things like compression devices, ice packs, you name it, into the quarterback room so he could do part of his rehab there so he could be right next to Foles.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great support.
But the real, to me, the tougher part, it's not just like, all right, well, you know, the hero goes down and then the backup comes on to win the Super Bowl, and that's tough enough. But to me, like what happened last year is what really makes this situation extra tough. Like that's the extra layer that he has to overcome. They have to have it happen a second time in the second year, and Foles rescues the season again. I mean, that's the tough part of the story, the tougher part of the story of even the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and you're in a situation where it's kind of unprecedented. I mean, when he walks through the halls, there's a big, you know, image of Foles staring back at him with the Super Bowl 52 signage. You know, when he goes to the stadium, there's a giant bronze statue of his former backup. And there's all of those pressures that come along with the pressures that he already puts on himself. I mean, he's considered a perfectionist. So that's why this offseason was so important for him, is because you can either fight those ghosts, right? You can grit your teeth and you can be swinging at all those things. Now I'm going to overcome it and all that kind of stuff. Or you can just take a deep breath and relax and have some fun and, you know, and treat it like the game that you love. And I think that that's something that he's done, where he's, you know, instead of like carrying all that tension that's inside him, all the angst, like he let it out, you know, he's not feeling like he's got to be Superman. And I think that's been a transformation for him that will serve him well coming up this season.
Big, big deal.
Does he seem liberated, mentally liberated to you in a way, Tim?
Totally.
Wow, that's
totally
great. That's great news, because you said that. I mean, you compound all those things, and that pressure is astounding. And maybe his faith plays a part in that for him. But to hear you say, Tim, that you know, it's noticeable he's liberated. You know, just in the way he carries himself.
I saw it the second that I walked in. So I had a one-on-one with him on the first day of training camp, the day that they reported. I walked in, and he's sitting in the office, and I could just tell from, like, as soon as I see him, you know, the look on his face was something that was like had been missing for like a year and a half. in a public setting where he just looked at ease, you know, and he looked happy. And, of course, he looked different physically from the transformation that he had through his trainers and through his diet. And then the way that you see him interact on the field, it's a lot lighter. He's joking with teammates. He's talking to more teammates. Like, he'll go up during warm-ups, and he'll grab, like, a couple guys at the bottom of the roster on defense and make a point to speak with them in a kind of light fashion for a minute before taking his place in line. You see him having fun with the guys on the sidelines, celebrating afterwards, and there's just something that, like, when you're pressing so hard and you're physically hindered, it's harder to act that way. Plus, add on the whole Nick Foles thing on top of that. It's tough to operate like that, so I think he's a lot healthier in a lot different ways right now.
T-Mac with us. Last thing on the Wentz situation. The type A personality, to me, that's a really difficult thing to kind of put that aside. You are what you are. Like, you're a type A guy. You are, you know, we talk about control freak. How much did that impact the relationship between he and Mike Groh? And, you know, how do you just put that aside? Like, that's a tough thing to step back.
Yeah, and so there was something in the Philly Voice article about the fact that someone perceived Wentz as bullying Groh. I don't think Groh ever perceived it that way, or Wentz, you know, intended that way either. I think that it's you have to understand who he is, that he's not a wallflower, that he has opinions, that he is going to go in there and he's going to share them, and there's going to be back and forth, and most coaches welcome that because they recognize that's a sign of like an elite quarterback mind. Yeah. Most of these guys are type A. There's exceptions to rule, like, and Foles was one of them. And that was a nice counterbalance that Wentz has used to his benefit moving forward. I mean, during our conversation, he brought up Foles unprompted. He's like, when I asked him about how he's changed, like, one of the first things he said was, you know, I learned a lot from Nick. He had this, like, laid back kind of approach where I'm like this kind of, you know, controlling, you know, like type A, and he's just like, you know, the California kid, and he learns something about how you approach the craft, you know, through working with Foles. So I think that's what he's trying to implement. Wow. To your point, Anthony, like he's not going to change to Foles temperamentally.
Right.
But if he adds like a little dose here and there and gains some perspective as you do, as you're in the league for longer, you know, this is year four now, he can take a breath a little bit. I think those things will work to his benefit.
Wow.
T-Mac, great stuff, man. It really is. It's fantastic. I mean, it really is.
I really appreciate that, guys.
Man.
Thank you.
All right. And Embedded, people, when's the new episode come out?
Well, I'm about to record right now. And then,
post this.
Yeah, I might just do that. Hey, are we done?
Yeah.
Okay. Racket.
Racket, baby.
We're looking forward to regular season, Tim, man. Great coverage. We appreciate it.
I can't wait. Thanks, guys.
Wow.
There he is, Tim McManus.
Great stuff. By the way, great stuff. Look at this. See what I got here? Look at that.
Yeah, what is that?
Scrapple Tots.
Wow, look at that.
You know me. I love Scrapple.
They have Italian sausage nachos here.
Oh, my God. I know, they look outrageous. By the way.
The bar food here at the North Shore is unreal.
It's staggering.
Like, it's really creative, is really interesting. It's real creative.
The executive chef is Christine Hazel. She was on the hit show Hell's Kitchen, winner of the Food Network show Chopped.
You were?
Yes. How about that?
Wow.
Oh, man, this stuff is outrageous. I get it. We got to take a break because I got to eat. 610-632-0975. That's the number. It's a Football Friday. We're live with North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood. Get down here and enjoy some of these great, delicious, delicious food that they've got here at the North Shore. It's the Midday Show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, listen, let's talk a little Parks Casino. I was up there last night. That's right. We had the Cuz's Corner live at the Sportsbook Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, PA's number one casino. What a job, man. It's a $10 million sportsbook, and it's got the theater seating. It's got the huge screens. They got a beautiful bar. They have food. You name it, they got it, and it's a perfect spot. If you're going to have a draft for your fantasy football. That's the spot to do it. You want to watch the games on a Saturday, on NFL Sunday, it's the place to do it. Great stuff at Parks Casino. However, if you still want a little action and you can't get to the fabulous new sportsbook, you can go online, that's right, at parkscasino.com/PA, or you can download the app. And if you use promo code SPORTS, you build your account, you get make your first bet. If you lose, Parks Casino and Sportsbook will give you a completely free bet up to $250. And they got everything you want. They have special bonuses and odds boosts and bet insurance and you name it, all kinds of stuff. It is terrific. Don't forget, Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The sportsbook is amazing. And online at parkscasino.com/PA, use that promo code SPORTS, and you get that free bet up to $250. And you must not have previously placed any wager using your Parks Casino and Sportsbook account. Refund issued as a free bet. Terms and conditions apply. It must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Sports Update.
3 weeks in the books. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters. You may not always need a new water heater, but when you do, choose Bradford White. The Eagles faced the Ravens in preseason week three last night, losing 26-15. Newly acquired Josh McCown had a nice debut, completing 17 of 24 passes for 192 yards plus two touchdowns. The biggest standout offensively was rookie receiver J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who caught one of those two touchdowns. He finished with eight catches for 104 yards. Here is head coach Doug Peterson after the game talking about the rookie receiver.
J.J.'s a hard worker. You see it in practice every day. He comes to work every day. He wants to get better. He wants to be taught. He wants to learn. He's got a great mentor in Alshon in front of him. And then being able to talk to Josh or talk to Carson during the week, talk about routes, talk about coverage, and that's where he really takes it over to the field, and I think that's what you saw tonight with him.
The Eagles' final preseason game is next week against the Jets next Thursday at 7 o'clock. After being off yesterday, the Phils return to action tonight. They begin a three-game series with the Marlins in Miami. Phils are 6-7 against the Fish this season. They look to make that even tonight. Vince Velasquez will get the start. For more Phillies talk, tune in tonight at 6 for the Fanatic Baseball Show with me, Andrew Salchunas. This update is also brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Help secure your families tomorrow with USAA Life Insurance. For less than you may think, visit USAA.com, provided by USAA Life Insurance Company, San Antonio, Texas. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Sports talk while you're on the clock. Gargano and Martinez on 97.5 The Fanatic. We got your Eagles talk right here. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bank mergers are nothing new. Banks like to grow. So merge, merge, merge until finally, bang, giant bank. At WSFS Bank, on the other hand, we believe in being local and providing the kind of service that comes with it. So instead of trying to find a merger, we found a partner, Beneficial Bank. A bank that's been around for nearly 200 years, just like us. A bank that always tries to do the right thing, just like us. A bank that believes in knowing your customers because they're your neighbors. And knowing what's good for the community, because we grew up here. We understand that when people bank with us, their money stays right here in the greater Delaware Valley, working hard for local businesses, local families, local everything. WSFS and Beneficial. Two of a kind, become one of a kind. WSFS Bank. We stand for service. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Achieving perfection requires feedback. And feedback requires you, the loyal Ford F-150 driver, who rips up tree stumps, hauls boats and campers, builds houses, plows snow, moves friends across town, and carries every heavy thing under the sun. We've gotten your feedback. and it looks good. How? We never rest on our laurels or reminisce about accolades. Because the only thing sweeter than being America's best-selling trucks for 42 straight years is being number one for 43 straight years. Ford F-150. Built Ford tough. Now get an F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months only at your local Ford store. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/30/19. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Nobody does spicy chicken like Wendy's. So all hail the queen of spice.
All hail the queen.
And the return of Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets. That's right.
Bring them back, bring them back.
You asked and now they're back, which means you don't have to settle for those knockoffs anymore. These are the real deal. So hurry into Wendy's now and satisfy your spicy craving with the original spicy nuggets.
Bring them back.
Get a free 6-piece and taste the spice that started it all when you mobile order through the Wendy's app. We got you.
For a limited time only, mobile purchase required.
Hey, Phillies fans. Next Friday, T-Mobile is connecting you to one of your favorite baseball players. Phillies slugger and first baseman Rhys Hoskins will be at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store from noon to 1 p.m. You can snag a photo with Hoskins, win prizes, and even score free gear. Don't miss out on meeting Rhys Hoskins at the 13th and Market T-Mobile store this Friday from noon to 1 p.m. See you there. First come, first served, while supplies last. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Official licensee of Major League Baseball Players Association. The V-Lounge is back, and it's better than ever. Open every Friday and Saturday from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. and powered by Sin City. Why visit? We've hired over 25 hot, new, first-time dancers. That's right. Never danced before virgin strippers. The girls next door. The V-Lounge happy hour is 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. with free admission, 2-for-1 bottles, $5 premium drinks, and dollar beers. We have the cheapest prices in all of Philly. That's how confident we are. 175 bottles all night long. Stop going to Atlantic City. Save the drive. Now open on Passyunk Avenue in Philadelphia. V-Lounge Philly.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
No haggle pricing, no hovering salesmen.
All the advantages CarSense offers. The like new cars, the warranties.
A bumper-to-bumper warranty with no strings. A lifetime engine guarantee. Of all things.
So many great things, it's hard to come close. And now the best news is, CarSense is getting closer with a new store on Route 1 near 202 in Glen Mills. CarSense, it's car sensational. Now open in Glen Mills.
Businesses are saving with Pico instant lighting discounts, and you can too. Simply choose LED lighting for your business and save instantly at checkout with participating distributors. Did you know that LED lighting can reduce costs, lower maintenance, and last more than 25 times longer than traditional bulbs? And Pico makes it easy for businesses of all sizes to qualify for instant lighting discounts with no paper application required. Take advantage of Pico instant discounts on energy efficient lighting today. Visit pico.com/instant discounts.
All right, let's talk a little reunion soccer. It's been hot on the pitch all summer long. The last 2 months, Union on fire. Playing incredible, incredible soccer. They're in first place. Now they're trying to secure a home playoff game. They got 7 games left, including tomorrow night, DC United. So it's going to be a great one tomorrow night, too. They beat DC United 5-1 earlier in the year. They put a 5 spot up. And that's because of Jim Curtin's offense. His system is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to watch. And the Union are young and they're hungry. They play hard. Got some good talent. So you got to check them out. If you missed them, man, they are a fun watch. And tomorrow night, you got throwback concessions. 90 minutes before kickoff. It's alumni night. It's going to be a big party, and you can root the Union on as they try to secure that home playoff berth. It'll be a big one. Only 7 games left in the season. For tickets and all things Union, go to PhiladelphiaUnion.com.
97.5 The Fanatic FM Radio. 97.5TheFanatic.com. The free Fanatic app. Plus Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Live from the North Shore Bar. People got to get here. This spot is tremendous. It's absolutely tremendous.
Woo.
Yo, keep this in mind, too, all football season. You know, you come down to shore. September's awesome down to shore.
Beautiful.
October. Like, come down to North Shore Bar, baby. It's just cooking. North Wildwood. It's overcast today down here, but it's beautiful out.
It's a great day to be in the North Shore Bar and Kitchen.
Yeah, but it's just beautiful.
They have NFL and college game day specials. Come here, watch the games, right?
Oh, yeah.
And one of the great things that they do.
Those nachos with the Italian sauces.
Ooh, I just tried that, too. The North Shore, by the way, supports the Storm the Heavens Foundation. We talked about it when we were here last time. In an effort to crush DIPG. So $1 for every Orange Crush drink sold all summer gets donated to the Storm the Heavens, which is awesome.
It's amazing. It's an incredible cause, and we need to get behind it.
Absolutely. Boy, I'll tell you, the scrapple tots, dude. Oh, man. They were unbelievable.
Real quick, I don't want to get back to the phone lines and chat it up, but back to the T-Mac story. The toughest thing I think Carson has is not just the ghosts and all that stuff. That's all ancillary things, right? But the two toughest things, instincts to protect his body. And, you know, again, he's going to get hit. He's going to get rocked in the whole thing. And, you know, that's going to, you know, flash in his head. You know, when you get hit. Now, he's going to want to get up and, you know, you feel better. You shake it off. But that whole thing of his body fighting against his body and making sure that, you know, because that would be in my mind. Like, you know, you're not thinking about it until you get hit and all of a sudden it'll flash, right? Yeah. So you got to fight that. And the other thing he needs to fight is that... It's funny, the type A thing, where he wants to control everything. That's difficult to give up control.
Easier said than done. You can say you're going to do it. You can try and put measures into place to practice it, but sometimes you are what you are. And if you're type A, you can't control it.
I had an interesting conversation last night with Jason Avant.
Mm-hmm.
And so Avant is really close with Nick Foles. So Jason's real tight with Nick, and it was interesting because he said, you know, we got into the whole run and, you know, how he suddenly was able to play so well after looking really poorly, right?
Yeah.
And he said the big thing was, and this was the Atlanta game, the first game, the one, if you remember, he struggled and he scuffled in the first half.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we talk about the RPOs, but really what they did was they went back, because they were running in the first half, Carson's plays.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't work for Nick.
Yep.
It didn't work for him. And he struggled running those Carson's plays. And then once they got him, kind of rolled him out, because he was best, Jason said, he's best when he's kind of free a little bit, he's got a deep drop, he's surveying the field. He feels more confident. And once they did that, they got him some time using the RPOs, that was the impetus to help kind of turn it around. And Jason said this, he goes, Nick is a guy that can get hot. They play basketball against each other.
Yeah.
It's like he's
a rhythm player then.
He's that kind of guy that, yep. You know, he gets hot. And Jason kept saying, you know, if he just get hot. And that's what happened. They molded the offense to where Foles was able to kind of get out, be more free, survey the field, and kind of make some plays like that.
Yeah, you know what it's like in playing any sport, whether it's in basketball, there's certain spots on the floor you go, you know, I feel really comfortable here.
Yeah.
So as soon as they got him out, to your point, with a deep drop so he could sit back and look things over and be free, he goes, I feel comfortable. Then you make a couple throws.
Yeah.
And then some positive things happen. And then the coaching staff goes, well, this is the way it works for him. So they start really accentuating his strengths. And then that's how you snowball into being a hot player that goes on that run and do what they did.
Yeah.
It makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
To your point about Carson and getting hit, though. So you know what it's like to get hit in sports, or you just, even just like when you're playing with your buddies and you get hit and you're like, oh, man, it hurts. And then you, like a minute later, you're like, ah, no problem. It's nothing now. But initially, you're like, oh, my God, it feels like my ribs just touched each other from the other. My right rib touched my left. But it takes some time to feel that again and go and realize that even though the initial impact was painful, you're going to be just fine. Your body responds.
Yeah, I think that's
real.
That's the biggest thing for him.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things.
Yeah, the type A thing's big.
The type A thing and the getting hit and the getting over the idea of getting hit and getting hurt and. Because that'll flash to you like, oh, my God, not again, right?
Oh, at the moment of impact.
Because when that happens to you, 1 year is one thing, but the second year, what happened last year to him, that's the thing that we'll truly have to get over.
No question. 610-632-0975. And we've got to continue that conversation we had. Like, you brought it up about if the Eagles would have left and gone to Arizona.
Yeah, I'm looking around the North Shore Park and all the great Eagle fans and everybody's here and I was thinking about the community, and somebody brought up to me last night about remembering that the Eagles were close to becoming the Phoenix Eagles.
Ugh.
And, you know, how that would have changed us.
Ugh. God, catastrophic.
It might have even kind of killed our love, or at least impacted pretty in a big way, our love of football.
It would have jaded us, no doubt. 610-632-0975. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station. Today broadcasting from the North Shore Bar and Kitchen, North Wildwood.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.